morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Could I just check in terms of the time when the next period?
We will be doing, well, for skipping the kidding, Zazen at 11:25. Does that work?
Thank you. And feel free to adjust your seat if that makes it easier to face the speaker. Please do so. I guess this is the time when we're allowed to deviate from right angles. I've really been struck by the changes of the fall as they're coming. The nights growing colder and the color appearing in the trees. And still feeling the warmth of the sun when you're out in the day and the sun is shining. So I've become curious to look at the elements as they change, as they transform, as they shift. In various spiritual traditions, there are sort of five or sometimes four key elements that are somehow said to constitute the world. So there is the earth, the sense of solidity and firmness and groundedness. There's the water with a sense of fluidity and cohesion. And then there's fire, the sense of warmth, heat, or coolness. And finally there is wind. Sometimes it's also labeled as air, but I think the notion that for me goes with the wind is one of flow and transformation and change. So somehow the wind really captures that in a different way than just air. And as the elements transform around here, I've also been struck in the last week or so about how those elements are coming together in a particular way in a hurricane. How there is the heat and the warmth of the ocean, which brings about the clouds, and then the winds start to turn and the air starts to move, and then more heat and more water and more rain and more energy and more twisting and more turning happens. And it's, if you look at a satellite image, there's the eye, little circle in the center. And the eye is actually where everything is still, where the sun is shining, there's no rain, no wind, just calm and stillness in the center. But then not far from that are the walls of clouds and of the torrential rain and hurricane force winds. So close. And also the elements are very close. As we've been sitting this morning, we have been supported by the solidity of the earth, the firmness of the floor, and the stability in our bones, the solidity in the spine that really holds up this body. So I thought this morning we could explore together those four elements and where we see them, where we experience them out in nature in the big scale, but also how we can experience them really close and intimate. So Earth has a sense of solidity and hardness, strength. But there's also a sense of texture and softness sometimes. So take a moment and check in your own experience of being out in nature. What is the sense of the element of earth that you've experienced or seen or encountered? Maybe there were big mountains, solid rock. A few months ago, I was flying somewhere and I had a stopover in Denver. And the airport is in the plain, but you can see the Rocky Mountains just rising up. Or maybe you've experienced that sense of earth, of solidity, of groundedness in the flat valleys of a river valley. We can also see it in the stability of the trees in the forest. The firmness of the trunk. But also the increasing flexibility as you move out towards the smaller and smaller branches and the twigs and the leaves. So there's also a sense of softness and yielding in that. Maybe you've had a chance to really dig your hands deep into the soil and smell the richness of it, feeding the plants, feeding us, and feeding us through, in part, the decay of the plants of the last season. How we see the circle, small circle in that case as well. Plants growing up from the earth and returning to it. And you may notice that the altar is also arranged according to the four or five elements. The flowers are the earth element. Beautiful colors. And as we've been sitting this morning, take a moment to check in with the earth element in your body. Solidity and firmness. Your sitting bones, and your legs, the column of the spine reaching up and really supporting our body in being upright. And also the softness of the skin, the solidity of the body, sitting on the cushion or the chair, really sensing and feeling and experiencing the pressure where we receive the support of the ground. And also in that case, you may notice that it's not just rigidity. It's a solidity and a stability that is also open to its own flow and movement. Like the trees swaying in a breeze. So I feel like appreciating the earth element wherever we encounter it in nature and where we encounter it in our own bodies. Next, there's the water element, a sense of fluidity but also of cohesion. Little drops that form something round, that want to stick together, that don't just flow out flat like oil would, but that want to somehow stay together. So what has been your experience with water out in nature? Maybe sailing the oceans, or paddling with a kayak on a pond or a river. Or maybe in hiking, actually filtering and drinking the water of ponds or rivers, taking it into your body, and having the water return its own circle. Suzuki Roshi of the San Francisco Zen Center once told a simile or a story about the waterfalls at Yosemite, where the river comes together as a river and it flows along and it approaches the precipice. And the water just throws itself into the abyss. And what was actually one cohesive river breaks up into a spray of mist and droplets, millions and thousands of them, each individual, each its own little world, its own little drop world. I don't know what they're thinking, but maybe they're thinking, this is me. I am me. I am this very special drop. And falling and falling and falling and falling. Until in the end, joining the river again, joined together, disappearing into the flow of just one river. Now separate and individual, and now together again. On the altar there is a water dish in front of the statue. The clear mirror, refreshing, solid. Really, the water fully accepting the particular shape that this container has. No ifs or buts. No, but I want to be like this. Filling the shape exactly as it is. How about in your body, as you were sitting today? Is there a sense of the water and fluidity in the body? Earlier this morning, there was gurgling in the belly. The fluid of the waters, digesting the food of the earth. And also the moistness of the saliva in the mouth. And all the lungs really being covered with a sheen of water to really allow the oxygen to come through. And the blood that flows through our veins. Appreciating the water element in nature and in this body, in this moment. There's another image that just comes to me of water. Often in a river or a little brook, when the water runs over the rocks and stones, and sometimes there's a little eddy. Like the water comes down and it looks like it goes round and round, but somehow the round and round keeps going, but also the water keeps flowing. So it's like, ooh, there it is, that thing, that eddy, that looks like it's stable, and here it is, and it goes round and round, and it's looks like it's mostly the same, yet in every round the water is different. Then there's the fire element of heat and warmth and a sense of coolness. And especially in the fall, I notice that as the evenings grow cooler and the nights grow cooler, and in the morning you come outside and it's all chilly and you need to put on an extra sweater, and there is condensation on the car, and eventually maybe there will even be some ice on it. And yet during the day when the sun comes out, you can actually feel that it still has some power, it's still making an effort. So what is your sense of warmth or heat, or coolness out in nature? Maybe a sense of humid heat in the summer that really feels like you're swimming in it, and it's really permeating your entire body. Or maybe it's a cool breeze that arrives when you're all sweaty. Maybe it's the deep frost in the depth of winter when you go out and you can really feel the bite on your skin. Or the warmth when you have an open fire after coming in from outside. Flames licking along the wood. And how about in your body right now? Maybe a sense of coolness in the hands. Maybe a sense of warmth in the legs. Maybe a cool tip of the nose. But maybe also the heat of a fever when you have a cold or a flu, a body burning up. And on the altar we have a candle to represent the fire element. So appreciating the fire element in nature and in our own bodies. And finally there is wind, the sense of movement, of flow, of change, of movement. In the last few days, maybe you've seen some video of the hurricane coming ashore. Like the wind is just blowing, and the palm trees are all hanging in there. Or maybe feeling the sudden burst of wind when a thunderstorm comes along. It's like, and just feel that it's coming. Or just a gentle breeze shaking the leaves in the fall. How about in your body? Where do you sense the wind, the sense of movement, of change, of flowing? There's the breath. Each breath slightly different. Maybe also the pulsing of the blood in your hands or your fingers or in some other place in your body. They're too moving and flowing. On the altar we have some incense or some lavender as the air or the wind element. So appreciating the wind element in ourselves and in nature. And all of these elements really interact and intermingle and join forces and come together in particular ways, moment to moment, creating a particular configuration, a particular body, a particular tree, a particular weather system that exists for some time, for a moment, or for some long time. And then things change again and shift. And as in the fall, it looks like nature is going through a process of going to sleep, letting go of the leaves, going into hibernation. Really pulling back inside. or maybe for plants also just dying at the end of the season. So will the elements of this body shift and settle and separate. We don't have to wait until our dying moments to notice that and experience that and be intimate with that. Because this moment of change and coming together and falling apart is also present right here. This moment, and in this moment, and in this moment. There is a mystery and a sense of appreciation. Joy, actually. Meeting like the water, what is here, and allowing what is here, and recognizing what is here. What is present. Also the open space, the eye of the hurricane, the still point in the center, that can actually meet what arises. Just the way it is. Reminded of a few lines from the Identity of Relative and Absolute, where it says, the four elements return to their nature as a child to its mother. Fire is hot, wind moves, water is wet, earth